Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets. Over the past year or so, Gautam Adani has bought solar and wind parks, ports, airports, and power lines, and entered new businesses like media and healthcare. He also roped in a few global investors such as American private equity firm Warburg Pincus and the Abu Dhabi conglomerate International Holding Company. And earlier this week, the chairman of Adani Group struck his biggest deal. Adani agreed to acquire Ambuja Cements and ACC Limited from Swiss giant Holcim in a deal that could go up to $10.5 billion, assuming full success of the open offer made to public shareholders. The shopping spree has helped Adani overtake Mukesh Ambani to become the wealthiest man in India. In fact, Adani's net worth has jumped almost 20 times since April 2020. To nearly $100 billion as share prices of all his listed companies surged. Talking about billionaires, the world's wealthiest man was also in the news this week. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX, shocked the tech and media worlds in April when he announced an unsolicited offer to acquire social network Twitter for $44 billion. But he now appears to have taken a step back. Late last week, Musk said the deal had been put on hold due to concerns over spam and fake accounts on the microblogging site. This drama has left analysts scratching their heads. Will the deal fall apart? Is Musk trying to bring the deal value lower after the recent meltdown in US tech stocks? Is Musk trying to also avoid the $1 billion breakup fee? And then there is Tesla. Investors of the electric vehicle maker are fuming since Tesla shares have slumped almost 30% since Musk announced the deal. Moving back to India, a fall in the share price of a company that has been a household name for generations has left millions of people disappointed. Shares of Life Insurance Corporation of India ended the first day 8% lower than the IPO price. The shares are now down almost 11%. To be fair, the LIX listing comes at a time when stock markets have been particularly volatile this week, rising 2% one day and falling 2% the next. Still, the fact that benchmark indices managed to clock a 2% gain this week after slipping 4% each in the previous 2 weeks, does raise concerns about LIX's outlook. LIX's share performance, however, should be the least of our worries. There are bigger problems on the horizon. We have been talking about the acceleration in inflation for the past several weeks. And latest data released this week once again proves our point. India's wholesale price index jumped 15.1% in April. And depending on which newspapers or websites you read, WPI inflation was either at a 9-year high or a 17-year high or a 31-year high. Just to clarify the confusion, WPI was at a 9-year high based on the new inflation series that the government tracks. It was a 17-year high based on data from Refinitiv, a financial data provider, and the highest since 1991, when liberalization started, based on estimates by some private economists that media reports cited. Irrespective of the multi-year records, what everyone agreed upon was that April was the 13th month in a row that WPI remained in double digits. Earlier this month, the Reserve Bank of India raised its repo rate to 4.4% from 4.0% in an unscheduled policy meeting as it began its fight against inflation. The shock decision came just a month after the central bank kept rates unchanged. This week, the RBI released the minutes of the Monetary Policy Committee's meeting and noted that heightened uncertainty surrounds the inflation trajectory. While the minutes showed that the decision was unanimous, one member issued a stronger warning. Jayant R. Verma, a professor at the Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, said that inflation risks have become more pronounced since April and that the RBI has a lot of catching up to do. It appears to me that more than 100 basis points of rate increases needs to be carried out very soon. My preference therefore is for a 50 basis points increase in the repo rate in this meeting, he said. The majority of the MPC is in favor of 40 basis points for reasons which are not very clear to me. I am thankful to the majority for not making my decision more difficult by choosing a 37.5 basis point hike, exactly midway between 25 and 50, he added. So, don't be surprised if the RBI again increases interest rates in June, when it meets for the next policy meeting. I fact, pray that it does. Else, we will be looking at a long and hard battle against inflation.